The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said and replied, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two sons did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of heaven before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
So where was I? So anyhow, the priest who invited everybody to communion got a very nasty letter from the bishop because he had done that. Yet in the same diocese, there are many priests who have been rude to people and angry with people and very judgmental. And they never got a letter from the bishop because it's all about believing in the right things. All about believing in the right things. My memory serves me right. I never heard of anybody being burning at the stake because they didn't look after the poor. But Jesus was very clear about that. I never heard of anybody being punished because they didn't look after widows and orphans. But Jesus was very, 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 very clear about that. In the church, very often, it's all about belonging to the right group and believing in the right things. And so, it matters whether you're a Lutheran, it doesn't matter in the eyes of God, whether you're a Lutheran or an Episcopalian or a Baptist or a Muslim or any other religion. I don't think that matters a thing to God. It's what we do, it's how we live, it's how we act. We got to be people of love. Got to be people of love. And remember, very interesting, in the gospel today, Jesus is talking to the religious people of his time. So he's talking really to you and I, to us here this morning, talking to the religious people. And he said to them, and I'm sure if I said to you, you might be upset with me and write to the bishop about me. But if I said, you know, whores and crooks out there are probably nearer to God than some of us here, you might be quite upset. But that's what Jesus said. It's like, reminds me of a little girl in Northern Ireland in school, being taught by a nun, and one day the nun asked the little girls in her class what they were going to be when they got older. One little girl said, "I'm going to be a nurse." "Oh, very good," sister said. "And what about you, Susie?" "I'm going to be a teacher." "Oh, very, very good." "And what about you, Jennifer?" "Oh, I'm going to be a nun." "Oh, very, very good." "And what about you, Mary?" And in a little Northern Ireland accent, she said, "I'm going to be a prostitute." And sister said, "What did you say, Mary?" "Sister, oh, I'm going to be a prostitute." "Oh, thank God for that," said sister. "I thought you said you were going to be a Protestant." That's But I'm bad, aren't I? So But you see, seriously, do you get the point? Do you get the point there? You see, we very often, church people, it's all about believing in the right thing. But it's not just that. It's about doing the right thing. We sometimes, let's look at ourselves. And very often, we live lives, and we live our lives in the sense of belonging to the right group, mixing with the right class. And what good is that? And if we look at the people in other churches, some of them will love very much, and some of them know nothing about love. And that in our church too, we got to admit that some of us really do love, and some of us know little about love. And we look at ourselves, and be honest, we can be as racist and as judgmental and as homophobic and as materialistic as anybody else. I use the word we. And so I include myself. And when I look at myself, I have to say, yes, I can. It's embarrassing to say that, but yes, I can. I can. And so we got to look at that. It's not what you believe in, it's what you do. That's what Jesus is saying to us in the gospel today. We got to not just believe. Just if you think for a moment, every Sunday we come to Mass, we stand up and we recite the creed. I don't know if you've ever noticed, there's no mention of love, no mention of love of God in the creed. It's, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. Nothing about, I believe in the love of God. And unless you believe in the love of God and accept that love into your own life and transfer that love, you're going nowhere. You're going nowhere. You got to go out and transfer that love. Be aware of other people, like the reading said this morning. Transfer that love. It doesn't matter really what you believe in. It's what you do. It's what you do. Believing in a few things, having the right words, ultimately doesn't matter. And what hope is there for the world today if we're not people of love? We need to be people of love more than ever before, because out there today there's so much violence, so much racism, so much hostility, and that leads to wars and violence and all kinds of things. One religion fighting against another. We really, really, really need to be people of love. Not just talking about it, but putting it into action. Believing in a few things achieves nothing. It's about action, about doing the right thing. Amen.